The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Well, now it's time to talk to Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Any questions you have for Jess, text us on 53106. We already have quite a few. Jess, you've two new phones to talk about.
Yes, I do. And I was really excited to talk to you about these ones because very often we tend to focus on the flagship phones. And with a flagship phone comes a very hefty price tag of around €1,000, if not more. But the two devices I wanted to talk to you about today, the first one is €479 and it's the Samsung Galaxy A71. And this is the A range has sort of crept along out of Samsung and it is their mid-range phone. This is very impressive. It has a 6.7-inch OLED display. Internally, you have 128 gigs of storage, 8 gigs of RAM, and a 4,500 milliamp battery. And this is, to me, an incredible phone for the money that's on offer. When I was using it, I had gone from the S20, which is a flagship, to the A71. And you'd almost forget that you're using a more budget device. And I say that sort of in quotation marks because it is so impressive. You have all of the cameras on the back that you could want as well. There's a 12 megapixel wide lens, 5 megapixel macro and a 5 megapixel depth camera. And again, when I was out and about shooting with it, although that the camera on the top flagship phones is stunning, this is more than sufficient. And again, you kind of forget that it's a less than €500 phone. So if you're on the hunt for a Samsung and you want something that is powerful and that will really impress, but you don't want to spend €1,000 or €1,200, this is absolutely the way to go.
Okay, 479, but at less than half the price, the Sony Xperia L4, €200.
200 quid. And, you know, I think you and I may have fallen out of love a little bit with Sony over the last few years. They did such amazing work initially when they ditched the Ericsson part of the brand. And I think the competition between Huawei and Samsung just left Sony a little bit behind. But this could be my go-to budget phone recommendation. It's the Sony Xperia L4. And it has a 6.2-inch screen. The resolution is stunning. I was using it again over the last few weeks to watch YouTube videos, watch a bit of Netflix, and I was really impressed by it. The camera on the rear is 13 megapixel and the front camera is 8 megapixel, which is great for doing Zoom calls or Skype calls and so on. It is an entry-level phone, so you know it's not going to be a stellar. It's not going to rival the S20. But if you're looking for a solid device that has a really good camera, decent battery life, built-in storage, and the ability to put in an SD card, this is absolutely the way to go. The only issue that I found with it was the built-in speaker. Sometimes it can kind of distort. If you're watching, as I said, Netflix or YouTube on it, the speaker can sometimes distort, but I very often will watch things with my headphones on, so it wasn't a massive issue. But again, for €200, you really can't find too many faults with it.
Okay, just to let people know, if they want to get questions to us on Twitter at PatKennyNT, or they can email us patkenny@newstalk.com. Questions, therefore, can you recommend a laptop for an 11-year-old with hypermobility handwriting difficulties? That's from Monica.
Yeah, there are a number of laptops that will be good in this instance. Something like an Acer or an Asus Chromebook. They are quite basic in terms of their functionality, but they will allow things like, Google Docs, or if you want to put Microsoft Word on it, that kind of thing. And that will be more than sufficient. And the reason I'd recommend that is because they're not overly expensive and they're not overly fussy in terms of the software and the bloatware that comes on it as standard. So look for either an Acer or Asus Chromebook.
Why does my iPhone interfere with my TV? When my iPhone is in the room, the program on the TV freezes at length and stutters on and off. Once I remove my phone from the room to a distance of at least 25 feet, the TV program resumes. It's very frustrating. Now, I have a Sky Mini Q-Box under the TV, also a booster approximately 12 feet from the TV. The main Q-Box is in another room. That's from Fiona. Can Jess solve the problem?
It's a weird one. I don't know. Do you have any apps? Do you have the SkyQ app on your phone? And is maybe that interfering in some way, shape or form? If you do, remove it and see if that does anything. It's a bizarre one because, you know, a lot of us, myself included now, are using our phones essentially as remote controls for the TV. And any type of disruption like that obviously absolutely gets in the way of it. So if you have the Sky app on your phone, delete it, see if that fixes it. And if not, drop us an email and I will get on to Sky and see what they recommend.
I wonder, is there any question of contention if there are too many devices feeding off the internet, the Wi-Fi and the... Anyway, more detail required from Fiona.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. More detail, please.
I have an iPhone XR. Frequently it jumps flickering and opens apps randomly of its own accord. Turning it off completely only stalls it, and I have to do this.
Oh, that again is not ideal. And the XR isn't that, it's not that old in terms of a phone. I wonder, did any water get into the phone? Sometimes if you have water or something like that gets under the screen, it can almost interfere with the pressure points on the screen and cause it to jump like that. So maybe go into somewhere like the LoveTech guys at Harvey Norman or CompuBee and just get them to do a bit of a service on the phone and see if they can find an issue, because that obviously should not be happening.
Next one, do an upgrade. Could you ask Jess her opinion of the Samsung A51 versus the S10?
The A51 is the little sister of the phone that we mentioned at the top, the A71. And then the S10 is last year's flagship phone. So they are quite different. The S10 would have better spec because it was the flagship. It would have a much better camera, had a much better battery life. But I'm sure there is a big difference in terms of the cost. I think if you're paying less than €200 for the S10 on your upgrade, that is a pretty good deal because it still is a fantastic phone. But if the option, and if you're looking to save a few quid, the A51, you know, it's a good option. Maybe consider the A71, the one that I mentioned earlier on in the show, because that to me absolutely is a standout. And as I said, sometimes I forgot that it wasn't a flagship.
Now, this one is very strange. Jerry in Wicklow says, looked at the new Huawei laptop, went to purchase it, but the salesman said, if the Wi-Fi sticker comes off, you lose Wi-Fi. Is that true?
No. No, it's not. Like, I'm sitting talking to you with a laptop in front of me, and the laptop in front of me says Intel Core i7 10th generation. If I take that sticker off, it's not going to change the processor. Absolutely utter BS. Don't worry about that.
Can you tell me about the Microsoft Surface Go 2? My daughter's school have recommended we get that for e-learning at a price of $565, including keyboard. She has a laptop at home, so this would be just for taking into school. It's part of a Riggle deal, whatever that might be.
Yeah, so Riggle is it's sort of the school, it'll come loaded with bits and pieces for school and remote learning and digital learning. The Surface Go 2 is fantastic. We actually did a full review of it a few weeks ago. So if you go to newstalk.com and find the podcast, you'll see the full review there. But I have been so impressed by it. Personally speaking, I think, you know, it's the ideal size for a school student, but it is definitely, there's no denying, it's a significant amount of money. I think it is, in terms of longevity and all the rest, I think it's a better option than going for a laptop that may be £300, for example. The Surface Go 2 will grow with the child. Pat, you and I both have Surface devices and we've had them for years now, that they're very, very hardy. They're also fold quite small and will go into the backpack without adding a huge amount of weight. It's kind of the same weight as maybe two copybooks. It's very, very light. So yes, it's expensive. It's a significant investment, but I highly recommend it.
Hi, Jess. I received an email from Yahoo, my email provider, that if I didn't update all details of email addresses and password, I would be locked out from the 16th. Is this a hoax? I haven't done anything, tried to get through to customer service on Yahoo, but failed. Still receiving emails, but I sent some yesterday that didn't go.
Yeah, I don't think it's a hoax because I actually got one myself and I'm here frantically searching my inbox to try and see it. But I don't think it's a hoax. I do think it's one of those things that they've updated their terms of service. And so they're just looking for a confirmation of details. If you don't use the account regularly, then you can just ignore it, as I did, because I don't use my Yahoo Mail anymore. But it is worth going through your settings and just ensuring that your details are up to date. I don't know about the locking out of the account from the 16th. I'm going to try and find my mail here now. But as I understand it, it's not a hoax. It is just looking to update your details because of an update of their terms and conditions.
Now, in the UK, says Declan, I believe mobile providers must automatically reduce your bill if you bought a phone from them on a bill pay contract and the contract ends. But in Ireland, you must contact the company to change the plan or keep paying the higher tariff. Normally what happens, of course, people just go for a new phone when their contract is up. But some people just like the phone they have and they've done their 3 years or whatever it is and therefore they've paid off the phone. So they should go on to a lower tariff.
This is like, again, remember, these companies, they're businesses, they're out to make their dosh. So I think once your contract ends, if you're not looking to get a new phone, it's absolutely worth moving to either a plan only plan. So one that doesn't include the phone. You can get the SIM only. That's the term I was looking for, a SIM only plan. And it would be significantly cheaper. But that means then that, you know, in 18 months time or so, you'd lose your sort of upgrade part of it. The way it works is when you sign onto a contract, you'll fulfill that contract. And as you say, very often people would then choose that opportunity to get a new phone. If you're totally happy with your phone and you're not interested in that, keep the phone that you have and then move to a SIM-only plan.
Okay, so many questions coming in. Your assessment of the Xiaomi Note 10?
Actually used it myself yet, but I'm a big fan of the Xiaomi phones. We had the earlier version of it in studio last year, and it's great. They cram in so much technology into a small enough chassis for a very affordable price. I think 3 Ireland sells some of the Xiaomi phones. I'm not sure about that one in particular, but it is fantastic. There's no denying it. Okay. I'm reading the spec anyway. I haven't used it though.
Last one, and it's intriguing. Please ask Jess. My name has changed to my daughter's on my sister's phone. This happened after I forwarded a photo of my daughter from my daughter in Northern Ireland to my sister. No other numbers on either phone affected. Which phone has the problem? My sister's phone and mine are both Huawei. All comms via WhatsApp. Cannot compare phones as both are cocooning. That's Martin in Swords. There's an intriguing one.
I wonder, did you, when you sent the photo, did you send a contact card as well? And then the person, your sister then saved it into the phone as that? You know, the other way, sometimes you can send an attachment or you can send a file that contains the entire information of a message, including contact information. And so if your sister downloaded and saved that, that may have been the issue. I wonder if she can just override it and just change it. So go into contacts, go into your daughter's name now and change it and just see if you can override it, because it should be associated with the number rather than the name. So that would be my recommendation. It's an odd one.
All right, Jess, thank you very much. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent and Tech Talk this week.
Yeah, Tech Talk on Friday at noon as a podcast and then Saturday evening at 5 p.m.